Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
And this is Planet Rick with Rick Ector.
And now as we come down low, trying to set this thing down on this nice smooth touchdown. Once again, we're on Planet Rick, although Planet Rick has been radically rearranged. Because you used to have this goal, and you sort of just blew right past that. Is that not right, sir?
Man, you know, like, whenever you have a task at hand, man, or if you have a certain direction that you feel that you're going, and if you have the foresight to set goals and set milestones, you think you have it covered because you expect things to go the same way that they've gone before.
Sure.
And sometimes, out of the blue, man, you have a breakthrough. I'm not saying that I have finally made it to ultimately where I'm going to end up one day, man, but I can say that a breakthrough occurred, man, is that I had a lot bigger response to this latest iteration, to this
Before you lay the big number out there, now last year your goal was to hit 1,000.
It was.
And you came up slightly short on that one. What was it, like 868 or something like that, as I recall?
814, man. You know?
814.
I told everyone publicly I wanted 900, right? 900 was my publicly stated goal. And I was secretly in my head, I wanted to hit 1,000 last year.
Right.
But I was doing the work that I felt that I needed to get 1,000 last year while I publicly stated I wanted 900. And I came out at 814.
Which, at that point, that was more than you'd ever done before.
Right. That was still another milestone, another all-time record for me personally.
Right. So
still moving forward, I just hadn't hit the point at which I had, like, something that could be considered a breakthrough. It was like, okay, it's still incremental progress. I'm still forward-leaning. I'm still headed in the right direction. Yes.
So this time around, you anticipated over 1,000. That was your whole thing.
I mean, because you know, there's a lot of variables in play this year, man. I mean,
yeah.
Just off the top of my head, I need to write this list down. But just off the top of my head, we're in many respects, you know, coronavirus is in a lot of people's heads, right?
Right.
And a lot of people are concerned about the economy, right? We still haven't, you know, put it back to where it was before this coronavirus outbreak happened.
Sure.
People are concerned about civil unrest and, you know, riots in certain cities or certain hooligans, troublemakers who are, you know, making things difficult for us to get along with one another, man. You know, that's another thing. And then, of course, you know, the thing that happens in this country every 4 years is, you know, we evaluate all of our elected leaderships at the federal level, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, the Congress, you know, whether it's the House or the Senate. And we take a look at, you know, our president, you know, and his cabinet and that type of thing, whoever he selects to be on his cabinet. So all these things which typically tend to drive interest in guns are in play. And, of course, I know you have your ears close to the ground in terms of numbers of firearms that have been sold and where we are with that, man. We're selling so many guns, man. We don't have guns in ample supply at the gun stores, man. You know?
Right.
Who would have ever seen that coming? Well, we've seen it before, but not on this level, man. I'm hearing from gun shops, man. We're in uncharted territory.
So,
I mean, we're selling so many guns, man. There might actually be a few gun shops that go out of business because they can't get guns.
Well, and when we had the July numbers come out, my first question was, how? Where did those guns come from? Because I thought we were out. That's what I heard. We're out of guns, but, you know.
The way to get rid of our guns is to scare the hell out of everyone and have us buy them all up.
Yeah. Guns, ammo, all that stuff. It all got bought and taken and all that other stuff. So, all that being said,
we're awash in guns, man. And, you know, the people who are buying them up are people who obviously didn't have guns. So they just tell us that all the things that are happening simultaneously are making people feel uncomfortable and not so safe. And they need something to give them a source of security.
Right.
And what are they going to make them feel better about where they are at this moment? I give you one guess. What will instantly give some people a sense of security and well-being in this environment we find ourselves in?
Gun ownership.
A gun. Yes,
yeah.
A gun. Not a ham sandwich, man. A gun.
Not a ham sandwich. Of these women, and I want you to give out the number in just a second, but of these women that came to you and trained with you the other day, were any of them gun owners?
Well, yes. Some of them were definitely gun owners, because one component of this program, man, and that I found, you know, to be the case over the years, man, you know, this program itself, not me, the program itself has a fan base, man, and there are people who are fans of the program. And
right.
Notwithstanding the fact that every year I run into people or hear from people on social media and otherwise that they are just now finding about this program, even after 9 years of promoting it and running it. When they heard about it, this was the first time that they heard about it. And I'm astonished that it's the first time they heard about it. You know, it's kind of like something everyone's familiar with, like a car, right? You figure out what kind of car you want to go buy. So you go to a car dealership and you buy a car and you're like, okay, this is the perfect car for me. And then when you drive the car off the lot, you look around and all you see on the road now are the cars that you just bought. And you're like, where did all these cars come from? No, they didn't just come from anywhere else. They've always been there. Since you bought one, you're more attuned to that car and you become more sensitive to that car. And so now you see all those cars that have been there all along, right?
Right. Well, we're coming up on, we're about to come up on the first break. If we'll hold the number. Hold the number till the next segment because this should be somewhat eventful. In the meantime, tell everybody how they can find you.
I can be found all over cyberspace. Definitely, you can Google my name, RICKECTOR. That's Rick Ector. Of course, I have over 2,200 videos on YouTube. And, man, with all the media appearances I've been doing lately, I'm going to put up probably another 5 to 10 within the next couple of days.
There you go.
And just Google me. I swear to God, you can't miss me.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
SCZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SCZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know where my mind was going there. Back again with the back here on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. So, okay. Here we go. So you trained blank women this past weekend. How many was that?
Well, on the first day, Saturday, August 15th, at the Recoil Target Range in Taylor, I established a single day event record of 1,200 women being trained in one day.
Wow.
And on the very next day, Sunday, August 16th, at the Top Gun Target Range in Taylor, even though we had some hurdles that we had to overcome that we did not have on the prior day, we had to deal with thunderstorms and rainstorms in the first part of the day. And we had a very, we had a restrictive occupancy problem we didn't have at the other part, at the other gun range, you know. We had to stay within the 18 person being trained inside the facility limit.
Right.
But we figured that problem out. And once, you know, the ground dried, we just moved training room to the parking lot, man. We converted the parking lot into our training ground. And then that allowed us to free ourselves from that bottleneck and then get women piped in into the gun range to shoot, where we trained ultimately for the day. 738 at the Top Gun range in Taylor. So that gives us our 2-day total of women trained at both facilities combined of 1,938 over the course of 2 days.
Now, see, I knew that your number was 1,000, but this time you eclipsed by more than 1,000 last year's total. So I guess my next question is, what is going to be next? Are you going to have to go out
there?
That
is the question, man. And I'm evaluating a lot of different things, man, because I've had to go through this start and stop cycle with, you know, the governor and her shutdown shenanigans, you know. I lost some people who had other things going on in their lives than participate in my program. Now, my program that we do for women is important to them, and they love participating in it, but it's not the only thing that exists in their lives. So I had a lot of drop-off in terms of people that were available who were familiar with the program to participate.
Right.
And so that suddenly became an issue that I had not had before, because I always knew when I was going to do the program, and people always blocked that weekend off for me. And I made it real simple for people. I say, look, the first Sunday after Mother's Day, that's when we do the ladies' event, right? So anytime a new year appears on the calendar, the very first thing you do is you find Mother's Day, and you say, the week after Mother's Day, that's when Rick's training event is. So let me just block that Sunday off. Well, I didn't have that luxury this time around, man. So I had to put a lot of focus on manpower this year where I previously had not had to do that.
Right.
And in conjunction to that, man, I asked a lot of different people I had not asked before. I approached a lot of organizations I had not approached before. I had a lot of conversations I had not had before, man. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the person that I put on it, my girl Friday, you know, the reference to you know, the movie character, your literary character. I had Miss Tanisha Moner, who is my chief training officer. I had her spearhead this effort of finding me all the trainers I needed to do this program, man.
Right.
And you know what? We had enough trainers to get the job done. We would have loved to have had more. But the really interesting thing about this brand and breed of trainers that we did find, man, they were the truly committed, man, because they put in some work and they worked some long days with some long hours, man, and they made it happen. So I truly salute the firearms trainers that put in some long hours, man, and made this program function where otherwise it could not have. Yeah, we depend on women who want the training for this program to exist. But if I don't have the people to volunteer and to work it, man, you know what? We couldn't provide the service. And you know what? They put in yeoman's work, and they made it happen. And you know what? I even had a number of people who so bought into what I was doing, man. They came in from out of town to assist me. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, these people who came in from out of town to help out, man.
Well, I tell you what, let's do that in the next segment because we only got about a minute here and I don't want to cut you off in the middle of mentioning people by name. Are you going to have to rent the Detroit Lions Stadium for next year?
Man, I don't think so, but you know what? It would really be nice if I had that amount of people that were really interested in availing themselves of this program, man. I would. Well, that would be nice. That's the problem you want. The problem you want is not how to get enough customers to keep the doors open, but if you could have as many customers as was possible, how could you make it happen? How could you satisfy this hungry mob? How could you do it? That's the problem you want.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm very pleased for you. I knew that number was thousand number was a big deal to you. Of course, you just crushed it and just about doubled it. So, I mean, good for you. Good on you. Rick is the head of something called Legally Armed in Detroit. He's also the head of Rick's Firearms Academy. He does train people all the time, a lot more intensely than what he did this past weekend. But that's all beside the point. We are on Planet Rick at this moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you want a vision of your life under Biden presidency, think of the smoldering ruins in Minneapolis, the violent anarchy of Portland.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. President Trump continues.
Imagine the mayhem coming to your town and every single town in America. You're not going to have law and order.
As far as President Trump's trip to the battleground state of Pennsylvania and childhood home of Joe Biden, Simone Sanders with the Biden campaign says,
we actually appreciate President Trump going out there because the American people will get to see a tale of two presidents tonight. You will see Donald Trump doing what he always does, talking about himself, lobbying attacks. You will see Vice President Biden tonight talking about the American people.
USA Radio News. Northern California is being ravaged by wildfires, which has put a strain on firefighters in the Bay Area as well as wine country. The majority of the blazes were started by lightning, and an ongoing heat wave accompanied by strong winds has made things worse while hampering containment efforts. These residents were forced to evacuate.
It was like the entire wall of the forest was just coming at us down the road.
The heat blew the windows out of the big house, but our house is still standing.
And this California resident sums up what most people have been thinking.
Who would have thought that 2020 would be like this? It's just insane.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, the Army has launched an investigation into two soldiers who were seen in uniform during the Democratic National Convention. Wearing a uniform to a partisan political event like this is prohibited, the Army said in a statement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector, he just got done training just a little bit shy of 2,000 women in a single weekend. Just out of curiosity, if those ladies enjoyed what you were teaching and everything, and they're like, okay, the next step for me is get a gun and to go get a permit. Are there guns available for them in Detroit?
Man, you know, that's the million-dollar question, man. And you know what? I know a lot of gun dealers and gun shop owners here in my local Metro Detroit area, man. And the shelves are starting to become rather barren. You know, If you open a brand-new gun shop today, I imagine the name would be Old Mother Hubbard. Went to the cupboard to get the poor doggy, what was it, a bone?
Something like that. You can't make me choke on the air. I have to hit the mute when that happens. You just can't do that.
Man,
anyway.
That was never explicitly stated in terms of my conduct on your show, man. Now I have to not make you laugh so hard that you don't choke. Is that a new requirement?
Not when there's a little bit of pollen in the air or whatever it is that's missing. I've got the busy throat happening. No way you could have known. I know you want to thank some people, so let's do this early in the segment. Go ahead and thank the people that made this, help you make this happen.
Yeah, man. the people right now that I want to give thanks to, man, are the folks that travel from out of town, and in some cases travel a very long distance to be in Metro Detroit to be a part of this program. Some of these names you might even know or have interviewed on the show or have heard of them. Craig DeLuz out of California, Kerry Sloan out of Washington State, Akil Bay out of Maryland, Candy Petticord and Michael Petticord and Abby Petticord out of Ohio, Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms Association's guy out of Ohio, Patrick Collins out of Georgia, and Mike P. We call him Mike P because so many of us have problems pronouncing his name, but I'm going to take a stab at it. Pia Wawarski in Florida, and, of course, Kevin Sona out of Florida, man. So, yeah, those are the people who traveled a great distance to be in Detroit to help me do this event, man. And, you know, they are just individually single persons who participated like everyone else, but they paid for their transportation and their lodging and traveled a great distance in many cases to be here. So I'm especially appreciative of their sacrifice, man, and their contribution, for sure.
Anybody else?
Anybody else? Well, you know, then that's this other little list here, man, of people who donated stuff, you know, like the Recoil Gun Range that donated their range. Top Gun Shooting Sports, they donated their range. Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, excuse me, not Larry Pratt, Eric Pratt, his son, yeah, who's now the head guy of the GOA, was actually there. He sponsored the Target Silhouettes. He gave out the Target Silhouettes, and he gave out the GOA caps, ball caps for everyone. ATEI, they donated 9mm semi-automatic pistols to be used. The Black
Nice ones, I'm sure.
Donated 900 gun locks. What's that?
Nice ones if it was ATEI.
Yeah, man, nice. Very nice. Phoenix Ammunition for donating 10,000 rounds of 9mm ammo. And Michigan Gun Owners, Gun Rights Group here in Michigan, they also donated 10,000 rounds of 9mm ammo. And they also gave out 1,000 pairs of earplugs that I needed. So, yeah, man, I funded this, man, by the old-fashioned way. Ask, you know. A lot of times if you ask, you don't get. So I've learned not to be shy.
Right.
Ask and keep asking, and you might get what you need, you know. The worst thing they can tell you is no. Well, actually, yeah, they can tell you a whole lot of other worse things, but the standard answer, you know, negative answer that a lot of people are afraid of is no, man. And I have thick skin like that. I so believe in this project and this program that I'm willing to risk being rejected. I'm willing to risk someone telling me no because I know the very next person that I ask might tell me yes. So I guess I'm stubborn that way.
Well, I mean, if somebody tells you no, you don't have to hang around there and take anything else. You can just move on. You're looking for that.
You have to wallow in it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can just move on to the next, you know. I'm looking for the affirmation. Okay, I know I'm not getting it here, so
right.
Let me move on down the block.
More time there. Why should I spend any more time there, you know, carry on small talk, right?
We
had the conversation. You told me no. Well, maybe I should leave and go ask the next person who might tell me yes.
Yes.
I sound like a sales professional, don't I?
Well, either that or somebody who specializes in procurement. I mean, I'm sure that anybody that runs a nonprofit has to do the very same thing. They have to go out and fundraise or, you know, find materials, which you had to find. You had to find materials, facilities, mechanisms to make it work. You had to find, it's one big old thing. It's just a constant.
And you cannot have, you know, any personality issues where you can't accept rejection. You have
right.
to be able to be told no. Still keep your head about yourself. Still maintain your self-esteem and go ask the very next person just because they might tell you the three letters of the word you want to hear. They might tell you yes.
That's got to be always in. You've always got to have that part of it in play. That's a definite. Anyway, I'm very pleased that worked out for you. However, We only got a couple of minutes in this segment, so I'm going to set you up for this. For the next segment, now that you're about to go back to the regular, I mean, all the wind up and all the build up for this, and I mean, you surpassed anything you've ever done with this before.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question would be, coming up, would be what's next, and the other question would be. And I'm curious about this simply because I've become quite the fan of these pistols. And I think I asked you this the other day, but you still carrying the M&P?
Yeah, man, still. And you know what? If I had any thoughts of transitioning to another readily accessible quality gun,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't be able to get it right now anyway, right?
Well, I mean,
you're like in the front row seat of everything that's happening in the gun industry. So,
yeah.
So
well,
you're probably
I mean,
one of the most informed guys about what's going on in the gun world and guns. So you know, if it's a popular gun and you want it, you're probably not going to get it right now.
Well, see, and I'll make this quick. My eldest son came to me when all of this was starting. We didn't know where it was going to go, and he wanted something practical. So he looked at me, and he had this CZ Shadow that I'd given him in exchange for helping me do something. And he looked at my Glock 19 with the optic on it and said, "How about you trade me?" Which that was like a very one-sided trade, although I paid for both of them. But he got that Glock 19.
Wouldn't the dad do that for his son?
Yeah.
A heavily one-sided deal just to make his son happy?
Yeah, but he got that Glock. I like the 5th gen. It was a 5th gen Glock, so he got that. And I've been trying to find another one, and guess what? There's none. So we'll be hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick at the moment, and here's the question I was going to ask you. Now, I mean, you know Doug at ATEI. Have you ever thought about taking your how long have you had that M&P?
Man, years.
A long time. Yeah,
long time. Yes, sir.
But I mean, that's his specialty, is making an M and P, a capital M and a capital P.
You know, man, Doug is, not only is he a great businessman, not only is he a great salesman, he, you know what, he's actually a good friend, man. And I love Doug, and I love his support, and I love his help with the program, man. Very positive guy, man. I've never heard, you know, a discouraging word from Doug, man. Been a huge supporter of mine, and I love him for being the guy he is, man. Great guy.
Yeah, I've had one of his guns before, and he makes, it was an M&P. And, you know, the M&P pre-2.0 I sort of thought was lacking, but Doug's gun was outstanding. But I could just see him getting your gun and, you know, tweaking a couple of things on it for you and, you know. But you don't care about that kind of stuff, do you?
Not really, man. You know, me, you know, all I care about, man, is can I put that bullet right where I want it? Center of mass, at room, lift, distances, and stop the threat as quickly as possible. And you know what? You got decent equipment, and you're good at manipulating it and handling it and carrying it and drawing it. You know what? When I do a basic firearm class, man, concealed carry class for people that want their carry permit, you know, we can talk about all the things that you can evaluate when you want a gun. at the end of the day, is it a quality gun that fits your hand like a glove, that you can shoot well and go bang every time you pull the trigger? Everything else is pretty much, you know, a matter of personal taste.
Right.
You know, right. So I don't really, you know, obsess over a lot of things. And then a lot of people, you know, they fall into discipleship. You know, they, you know, the church of this gun or the church of that gun, you know, and that's all great, man. It's good to be a fan of a particular brand, and I don't knock it, man. As long as I got something that is an apt performer, it gets the job done, and I can shoot it well, you know what? I can then move on and do all the other things that make Rick tick, like training women. And, you know, what's next? I think that was the thing that you asked me, what's next? Not only do I want to continue growing my program here in the great Wolverine state, man, I want to travel all over this state and knock this state down in terms of doing this program, but I also want to take this program on the road, man. I've had a lot of people be very vocal that they want me to come to their state, man, and work my magic that I performed here, hopefully that I've perfected here, and do it there and empower women all over the country, man. There's a few places I'm looking at. One thing that's going to help me facilitate that is get some paperwork put together and filed with the proper authorities. You know, I'm talking about a 501(c), where, you know what, I'll tell you, I've never saw so many people or heard from so many people in the last couple of weeks to say, look, Rick, you knock out that paperwork and get your status together, man. We'd be more than happy to financially support your efforts. And so that's all the motivation I need to do.
Well, I've thought about some of those things myself. I just, I think for you, that's the absolute next evolution for you. For me, doing things like that, like having an FFL and all that other stuff, it just sort of, I don't want to say it's silly. It's just, I just don't have the time to maintain it, I guess would be the thing. Although,
let me tell you, man, there's a thing called money, man. You give people honey, they will do that for you.
Yeah, I guess they would, yeah.
You know what? You know what? Every so often, I manage to get a chuckle out of you two or three times an episode, and I swear to God, I never know when it's going to come. But when I hear it, it just lands a glancing blow, and I feel it every time I get you to laugh, man. That's my goal on this show, to get you to laugh.
Get me to laugh.
Three good laughs through the episode, yeah.
I'll tell you the thing. I'll tell you the thing about here lately is that for some, I'm having to go to, I don't know if you remember me talking to you about this, because I definitely did talk to you about this, but I mean, round about the time after you had your stroke,
mm-hmm.
And we were talking about what we're trying to do to try to remain dangerous and all this other stuff. One of my problems was I thought I had an issue with walking.
Okay.
And I've been having to go to this doctor down in Columbia, South Carolina. And the traveling back and forth between Columbia and South Carolina, there's something down in Columbia that just affects me.
Okay.
And it affects me bad. I mean, it's just messing my throat up. So, like, when you do make me laugh, right now, I'm having to hit the mute because I'm choking, too. I'm coughing.
Oh, man. So having a good time with me is making you choke, huh?
It's not nearly as bad as I mean, Rick and I went to dinner in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And we picked out a restaurant that was like, I don't know. We went all over the place getting to that restaurant. We ended up at the restaurant, though.
It had some good food, though, right?
It sure did. The St. Louis rib place, and mm-hmm. we drank many Negro Modelos, and
oh, that is my beer of choice.
Yeah, and we had pretty good.
My auntie is a Latina, and she turned me on to that beer years ago, man, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and that's my beer of choice. If I'm going to drink a beer, I'm on a Modelo Negro.
There you go. So. Yeah, there was plenty of laughing and yucking it up going on there, too. So, when Rick comes around, Rick is, you know how to be You know how to get a laugh. You know how to get those laughs.
You know what? It's just being around good people, man, and just having great conversations. The laughs are going to come, man. You're being genuine and authentic, and if you got some common shared interest or background, man, you're going to say, you're going to have those conversations like, man, don't you hate it when, and then you say something, and they're like, yeah, and everyone starts laughing and yucking it up. Yeah, that's just rapport and comfort, man, and being with good people, man, having a good time. And see, that's like what I'm going to miss when we have the NRA conference being, you know, canceled. And that's what I'm going to miss when now the GRPC is now going virtual for at least this year, and we're all going to be online and watch, you know, stuff over the internet. That human element, the human interaction, the conversations and the bonding with people, man, like, you know, right there in their face, that's what's going to be missing, and that's the tragedy. And you know what? I just hope we get through this phase as quick as possible so we can go back to being normal and seeing people face to face, man.
Well, I suspect that that will happen after the election.
I hope so.
I suspect that there's a whole bunch of things happening right now that are just because of politics.
But, you know, it never ceases to amaze me that people are so willing to inflict damage and harm to our country and to our ability to get along just for political points or to score a political victory, man. That is the thing that is most distressing to me, man, that you so want to win that you're willing to sacrifice anything and everything and even the things that bind us together, man. You're willing to sacrifice that to win. And, man, I hope I never want to win anything that bad, man.
We're about to run out of time, so tell everybody one more time how to find you.
Man, you can find me all over the place. Google me. Name, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name, Hector, E-C-T-O-R. I am to be found on LinkedIn, Instagram, over 2,200 videos on YouTube. Come check me out. Leave some positive feedback. And, Phil, I just want to let you know, man, it's been great, again, bringing Planet Rick to Lock and Load yet again, man. Always good to talk to you, man, and hopefully we get together soon.
Very good. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.